back to the Making Sense of Money podcast presented to you by P1FCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, and today we have Jennifer Weeks with LC State.
Welcome
to the show. I want to start off with you telling me what your title is and kind of your journey with LC State and what led you to the Technical Industrial Program.
So my title, I'm the division chair of the Technical and Industrial Division. So that's one of the career and technical education. Most of the programs are housed there, the CT ones. Actually, I started as a student in one of the CT programs many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And once I finished there, I worked as an admin in one of the CTE divisions for 12 years.
Oh, wow.
And then I taught for 14 years. And then when this division chair position became available, they asked me to serve as interim. And so I did it for a year. And then I kind of got hooked with all of the programs and the guys that I work with there. And
for sure.
Yes. So it's been exciting.
What is kind of an overview of the technical industrial programs? Like what does that entail?
So we have 11 programs. Wow. And so four of the programs are still on main campus. So we have our collision repair program, and that is getting those cars back to pre-accident condition. So the students learn all the mechanic parts of, like small mechanical parts of it. They learn the deal with the different materials. So they have to, you know, work with plastics and some aluminum and some
that sounds so fun.
Metal and, you know, straighten those frames and deal with all of the safety features like the airbags and all of that,
right.
Color matching and painting. So they do all of those different things. And in addition to that, you know, there's also opportunities with insurance companies, the ones that do the estimations, and they do live work. So customers can bring cars in as long as it aligns with what the curriculum is that they're learning that semester. Also down on main campus, we have our diesel technology program. So that's working with all those different repairs on the big rigs. So we can have ag equipment, buses, trucks. And so the students learn all the skills working on those, those types of trucks and everything. They do live work as well. So students with an Idaho license also has the opportunity to get their CDL, which is more and more difficult to get these days.
Yeah.
We have our welding program on main campus, so you learn all the different welding processes. So that first year, they get all the stick and MIG and TIG. And then second year, then they can move into more of the pipe layout and welding there. And then we have our millwright program that's also on main campus. So they're kind of the jack of all trades. So anywhere that there's production, like Amazon, any place, they have millwrights. So if anything quits working, they're the first call. So they have to be familiar with, they might have to weld to fix something, work on motors. They might have to do something with conveyor belts. And so they kind of, a lot of variety. And so, so we have that program down there. And then we have our Schweitzer Technical Center that's up by the new high school, and that's where our other seven programs are housed. So we have our industrial electronics program, and that program trains students for installation and maintenance of electrical systems in businesses and facilities. And then the second year, the students then can either focus on the electrical engineering part where they do more the design and the testing and product development, or they can go the instrumentation pathway, which they work with all the controls in like processing facilities like paper mills and oil refineries, wastewater treatments, and those type of plants. We have our engineering technology program. So those would be technicians to engineers. First year, they get all those foundations. They do a little bit of board drafting. They learn AutoCAD. And then the second year, they get to choose what emphasis area they want. So they can do civil. So that's more with like the surveying, going out and, you know, shooting in all those points, using drones. They can go into GIS, a geographical information systems, which is a mapping. So that's a pathway. Or they can do mechanical, where they work very closely with our CNC and machining program. Or they can do traditional pathway, where they get all of that plus a little bit of the architectural drawing.
Gotcha.
And then we have our industrial or our computer information technology program. So hardware, security, networking. Mm. And so students get the experience in all of those areas. Wow. So technology's everywhere.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. I was going to say, these are like good life skills stuff.
They are. I mean, I have the best resources between these two buildings. And then we have our auto mechanics program. Mm. And so the students get to do all that live work there, learn all of the, you know, latest and greatest in working on vehicles, including EVs and hybrid, and do live work there as well.
How does someone, if they wanted to, like, you know, bring their car in and let the students work on it or whatever that looks like, is it just like a discounted type situation?
So it's mostly paying for the parts. So it is discounted, but it does take longer because it's newly trained people. And so if you have more time than money, that is definitely something to look into.
Gotcha.
And it just depends on what they're learning that semester. So they bring in work that kind of lines up with the curriculum that they're learning.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes. And then we have our heating, ventilation, air conditioning, refrigeration. That's a mouthful, so we always say HVAC.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
And so they learn the installation, maintenance, repairs, duct work, electrical. And so students have that opportunity. We have our CNC machining, so computerized numeric controls. Mm-hmm. So students learn to work on those mills and lathes, the manual machines, or the CNC machines, which are like gigantic computers, and all the programming and everything that goes along with that.
Wow.
And then our newest program is our fire service technology program. And so that program, you get all the skills to be a career firefighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yes, so we have all kinds of excitement that happens in those buildings.
What classes did you take and teach?
So I went through the administrative management program.
Okay.
And so, so I went through that program. I did my internship in the dean's office. And then, like I said, worked 12 years as an admin. And then I taught in that program.
Gotcha. Yes. So you were like more on the admin side of not so much like the hands-on.
Right. I mean, we did more hands-on learning computers and stuff.
Sure.
I can't fix these things, but I have a great resource of people.
Oh, absolutely. What kind of certifications or associate degrees can these students learn, and how quickly can they start working on their chosen field?
So all of our 11 programs have an Associate of Applied Science, or you hear as AAS. That's a two-year program. So it's basically our technical classes plus five of the general education core classes, like math and English, communication.
Gotcha.
And then there's also some one-year options for all of our programs except for two. So sometimes students might think, oh, I'm going to go for 2 years, and they come for a year, and they can opt out with this what they call an intermediate technical certificate or an ITC. Mm-hmm. But most of them have a one-year exit point as an option to any of our Associate of Applied Science degrees. Students can go on to get a Bachelor of Applied Science, so they can continue on to get their BAS and work with the business division then to, you know, build on those technical skills.
For sure. That sounds amazing. I mean, it's hard when I studied social work, so my brain is completely different than going that in that area of things, whereas like the technical learning. But I'm like, how fun could that be? Like learning all of, when you were talking about car repairs, I'm like, that is stuff that I wish I knew now, like as I've gotten older. So I'm like, I have this false confidence that I can fix my car, you know, when a light pops up. And those are just some seriously good life skills.
Yes. And several of our programs also have some like specific certifications available. Mm-hmm. So like our collision and auto, there's this ASE, the Automotive Service Excellence. So there are some certifications that students can get. Our fire program has numerous national fire certifications that are available as part of the classes. Our welding instructors have their welding certifications to certify student welds, our computer information technology. There's numerous exams that they can set for that are great for students to have on their resume.
I was going to say that would be amazing for, you know, when it's time to spread your wings.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. From a financial standpoint, is there a difference in cost of the CTE program compared to a traditional four-year program?
So the fees that students pay are the same per semester, but, you know, it's half the time or less.
Sure.
Though some of our programs do require tools, because in auto and diesel and welding and some of those, you need to have tools, but they're yours.
Right.
The one cool thing is that if you're a student in that program, you can get like 50% discounts. Oh. And so we have a tool fair at the beginning of every fall semester. So students can take advantage of those great student discounts.
What about adults who might be already working or looking for a career change? How flexible are the programs to someone in that scenario?
Some of the programs are a little bit more structured because they kind of come in as cohorts and go Monday through Thursday from like 7 to 1. Our industrial electronics and our computer information technology programs definitely provide a little bit more flexibility, but it's our faculty are awesome and they'll work with people however. So I would just encourage anyone to check with us and we can see what we can do to accommodate their schedule or come up with a plan for them.
Gotcha. So we've talked a lot about the hands-on experience. That seems to be a big part of all of these programs. Can you share how LC State partners with local employers or provides real-world training opportunities?
So all of our programs have a technical advisory committee, and so we meet with them every semester, and so those are made up of business and industry, and so they help us to make sure that we're staying current, so we're not teaching old technologies, or let us know what's coming up so we can prepare and send students out well prepared. Those advisory committees are very supportive of our programs. They do donations. Our students will do internships there. They will do mock interviews for our groups. They come in and they're guest speakers. And most of our students in all of our programs are working by their second semester. Oh, and cool. So they're willing to work around their schedule.
That seems like so great, just the connections for potential employment once, you know, they graduate and are ready to move on.
So, yes, sometimes the struggle is having them finish because there are job opportunities for them.
Right. Yes. Oh, which is, you know, good thing, but
yes.
What advice would you give to someone who feels unsure about returning to school or pursuing a non-traditional educational path?
I would say come see us. We have tours that come through all the time.
Yeah.
And once you see the different areas, people are like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. And I think just coming in and seeing the different areas, our faculty are great. When we take tours through, they'll stop and visit, or we can schedule a shadow if someone wants, you know, maybe comes through and is like, hey, I'm interested in a couple of these programs.
Yeah.
We can set up like, hey, let's spend a couple hours in these two different, you know, settings and see, you know, if it seems like a good fit. You can pick other students' brains and get more details from them or faculty.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. This last question I have for you is a question we ask everyone on the show, and it's, what is one thing you wish you would have known about money earlier in life?
So when I went through as a CTE student, one of my econ classes that I had my first semester talked about investing and all of that, and I'm so glad I had this information because they talked about, you know, investing early and how time is our friend.
Yes.
And even if you don't know what to do, something's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. So that has been great advice and so glad I knew that. The other thing covered in that class talked about credit cards, especially, you know, when you first go to college, you get these credit card applications just flying at you. And it talked about, you know, those different annual percentage rates and how long it takes to pay things off.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think knowing that and understanding that, you know, made me very cautious and be very wise about using credit cards.
Yes.
And so I think I was fortunate enough to get that good advice early on that has served me very well.
For sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of us can relate to that because it is. It's stuff that you have to teach your kids, or platforms like this where we're sharing that kind of education. It isn't, and it's hard. It's hard when you're young. And
it
like
is.
You said, and as soon as you turn 18 and you start getting those offers and it's like, heck yeah.
So easy to slide that card.
Oh, totally. Like, oh, that would be amazing. Yes. But thank you so much for sharing all of this very helpful information about the program and giving others hope about, you know, if they haven't chosen a career path that might not work for them right now, that there are options out there and they can just reach out and tour your facility. So
absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Yes, we love to have visitors.
Yes. Okay, you got it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to check out our newsletter and subscribe at p1fcu.org. We'll see you next time.